Yo, homies! What's going on? Another episode kicking it with your homies. We gotta kick things off. Questions with Cree!
Yay.
Cree is in the building. What's up?
Hello.
Cree, I like you this week. You been?
You said what? We're twinsies.
Twinsies.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, so questions with Cree. If y'all not familiar with it, Cree has this pimp cup full of questions.
It's a question cup.
That people need advice on.
Yes. Okay. So people have asked anonymous questions, and I put them in my beautiful question cup, and then I pull them out, and we basically just give this person advice. Okay. This particular, I guess, cup is filled with questions regarding relationships, but not just relationships with your significant other, relationships with God, relationships with work, relationships with self. So that's kind of the realm of which you will be answering questions. Okay.
Yeah, let's go.
And again, it's anonymous. So I don't know who asked this question and you guys won't either. So just.
Y'all be mad at me. What are we talking about? I don't know either.
Yeah, I'm like, I truly never know. And I keep it that way just so people, you know, feel
keep
comfortable.
Spicy.
Yeah, keep it spicy. Now, let's see what question we have today. Oh, okay. This is a good one. This is a good one. It's not like the last one, but it's still good.
Okay.
So it says, how do you navigate addressing friendships that are one-sided?
Oof.
Like, your friend doesn't reciprocate the same energy. What should they do? How do you navigate that?
I personally don't, like... I don't think that's a real friendship for real. And I'm not saying like my friend needs to offer me the same opportunities I'm offering them, but I feel like I need to get something from a friendship, even if it's just good communication. You feel me? That's like bare minimum, but it needs to be something. Like one of my, you gonna laugh at that because you know
Spice.
Who I'm talking. You know who I'm talking about. I ain't seen my nigga Spice in like 2 years, but we FaceTime down the air. We talk on Instagram stories. But if you see our conversations on Instagram, you would think this is my mortal enemy. That's like one of my best friends. You feel me? So he brings something to me like on a personal level, like, okay, this is the type of energy I need in my life. You feel me?
Yeah.
But if it's not anything, if I'm always, and I've been in those type of friendships where I am, it's almost like give. And not even, it's different if it's give, because I'm purposely doing that. But if it's take.
Yeah.
And you're purposely not pouring back into me, then I'm end up empty. Even if we just friends, that's not a good. Like I feel like all friendships need to be reciprocal to some type of degree.
I would just say one of the laws of power is you cannot win people with words, only actions. Stop doing it, and then when they confront you, say, "Cause you don't do it for me, and I don't have to do it for you."
I like that.
I feel like I've been very fortunate to have amazing friends all the way across the board. I guess what you would consider a forever friend. So. Reciprocity is a necessity for me. I don't have anybody around me where it's not equal. And like Kodak said, it's not a tit for tat, but it's reciprocity. So the way that my parents explained it to me is this would be our cup as a friendship. This is mine. This is yours. We both have to equally pour into it because we can't drink out of these. We can only pour into. So if we're both drinking out of that one cup, sooner than later, that cup is going to be empty if I'm the only person pouring into it.
That's a good way to
visualize it. I like that. I like that.
That's a good way to visualize it.
That's all of my relationships. Me, like, platonic. Yeah.
What's your sign?
Gemini.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And as a Leo, I do find myself, like, sometimes, because I analyze my friend group all the time, like, because I never want, like, especially in the profession that we're in, I don't want to be the biggest person in the room. And I want to be the biggest person in my friend group. And I feel like your friend groups also motivate you to get to that next level. Because imagine, like, if I had a friend group that was cool with just being, like, cool in high school. That's like my worst fear.
Yeah.
Imagine peaking in high school.
Oh God, it's
like,
terrible.
The best time of your life was 15 years ago and you got 80 more years to live. You feel me? Like, that's awful. So I feel like my friend groups really define me. So when we had this conversation about your like, oh, your homeboy, da, da, da. My homeboys are great.
Yeah.
My homeboys are an amazing, my homeboys are CEOs, executives, people that are really making decisions out here. You feel me? So I can't relate when y'all say niggas be whack like that because my friends ain't whack.
Yeah.
You feel me? So that's the type of thing. And even if you don't think you're doing anything for me, DJ Screen, one of my best friends, and the shit that he did for me in 2017, it was like, you opened my, because I came from a situation to where I thought people were my friends, and like, nigga, y'all really jealous.
Yeah.
It's really a lot of envy. Y'all keep me around because I benefit the shit that y'all doing, but y'all hate that it's me.
Yeah, and you don't like me.
You don't like me.
Well, the reality is you are a reflection of their failures.
Mm-hmm.
You remind them that they didn't try.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you remind them that yeah, we start at the same place, but like my friends' kids come to the house and they'd be like, did y'all really grow up together?
Yeah.
And my friend like, yeah. And they was like, well, why does he have so much? And I'm like, and I'll tell him, I'm like, because I sacrificed the moments and that your dad probably didn't. And the dad, yeah, that's my best friend, said, be like, that nigga ain't do nothing. I'm like, well, I kind of did, yeah, but that's why. But you know, me and my friends are real. But to me, it's this, man. You gotta, we sometimes that's a, I would say to that person, instead of asking that question, go look in the mirror and ask you, why are you okay with someone using you and you not getting nothing in return? Because mm-hmm, that's the real question you should be asking yourself.
For sure. And I like,
because it's a self-value thing.
And wait until you get into a tough situation to realize it and not be able to call that shit. You don't have the discernment to know that beforehand. Like for me, I do not throw the friend word out at all.
Oh.
We could be cool. We could be associates. I can associates like you. But you are not my friend.
Yeah.
We are, that's,
When I got laid off earlier this year, that shit showed me who a lot of my friends is for real. Like, because sometimes you realize, and that's what I be telling people, yo, sometimes, like, you can be cool with people you work with, but that don't mean, like, y'all really got to go through some shit to be friends. Mm-hmm. You feel me? And I'm in a point where I'm even in my platonic friendship, my platonic and romantic relationships, I'm always looking at how I can be an asset to whoever my friends, yeah, is. That's going to be the first thing that I do. What are you doing that I can help? What are you doing that I can make better? You feel me? I'm not asking my friends to do the same thing. And that's what's going to set you up for disappointment. Don't expect the things that you're doing for other people. Don't expect them to do that for you.
And if you're giving to only get, then you're not giving for genuine reasons.
Yep. Yes. I'm giving. I'm a giving person because that's just how I am. Sometimes I do that shit too quick, especially in romantic shit. If I'm talking to a chick, like, all right, what are you doing? How can I help this shit? You want to be influenced a bit, so I'm going to set you up this me. And I do that shit like the first 2 weeks because that's just the type of person I am.
That's a little quick.
You got to stop that. You got to cut this shit out.
Hey.
That's a little quick. You live and you learn.
Bitch, I like you today. I'm not trying to like, I like you today. I'm in love. Let's get married. You did.
That's the fucking problem.
It is the problem. I'm the problem.
You're in life.
I learned what the word for that is. Infatuation.
No, you ain't even infatuated. You just in life.
Obsessed.
No. It's infatuated, then you get to obsessed. And you don't want
to. Both of those are bad though, when you look at the definition though.
They definitely are.
Yeah, sure. Both of them, and I have to learn that I can't just move that quick. But you know, fine shit be.
No.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Okay, so yes. If this was your question, going along the lines of everything that they said was absolutely great, I would also encourage you to know that you are the prize in the relationship, right? So it's both of you all, but I want you to take some time to really look at the situation for what it is, not for what you want it to be. So it's a matter of you wanting this friendship, which is great because we all want friends, but look at it for what it is. If it's one-sided, if you have to question it, then that's probably your answer, okay?
Yeah.
Take some time, reflect, like they said, look at the cup, look what's in the cup, look what you have to put in the cup, look what they're putting in the cup. Analyze the situation and see it for what it is versus what you want it to be. Because sometimes we get stuck in situations because we're looking at it for what we want and we're putting these expectations on it, when in reality, it's not that, it's this. So I think if you do what everybody said at the table, because their advice, their additions were absolutely amazing, but really take some time to sit with yourself to figure out why it is you're letting someone treat you that way. And so then you can move forward in healthy relationships, because you'll never get a friendship that you cherish or that is not one-sided until you get rid of this one-sided friendship, because you don't have room for it. Okay. So you got to clean your plate off a little bit, make some room for a new friendship, but that starts with you.
Questions with Creed, kicking it with Joe, homies. This is the Big Homies House. We got more with Ray Daniels coming up next. Stay tuned, homies. It's going to be it. Yeah. Yo, what's going on, homies? This is your big homie, Claire, coming to you live from Now That's TV headquarters. And goddamn it, we got a motherfucking setup today. We got some homies in the building. Of course, big homie, Coke in the building. Coke by the Coke. How you feeling?
Big mama.
Yeah. Public enemy number one. We got Big Eye. Naya, how you doing?
I'm good.
Yeah, Sursky and the biggest homie, Ray Daniels, in the building. God show, what's happening?
Let's go. I just came to, you know, have some fun with you guys. Let's go.
Yeah, we vibing, man. I seen the homie, Ray Daniels, at Ivory Scott listening party Sunday. He said, look, hey, man, when I'm going to pull up, you feel me? Fuck going on.
And I'm going 3 weeks in a row, starting Sunday. So yeah, this is the only chance. Let's get
perfect. Yeah, man, about to set the internet ablaze now. Y'all been asking, what are we talking about? I like to keep it a secret because I don't want y'all planning y'all answers. I don't need nothing planned out. I don't need nothing researched. I want from the heart. Okay. But let's start with something soft real quick. Your boy that had all the commotion about the media scene in the country, his media company is, you know, going under, apparently. Adam 22. Got it. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. What did you, when you saw that that news break this week, what was your thoughts on that?
Jumper. I think it's business. I think that people don't understand. He didn't say he was broke. He's saying No Jumper is broke. Mm. Meaning No Jumper, the P&L is probably not matching up. He's probably losing more money than he's making. So, you know, when you do what Adam does, you kind of got to always make sure that you're great to people, that you're letting go and explaining yourself. Because you literally are allowing gangsters in your space to talk gangster stuff. So gangsters don't understand P&L and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So you kind of got to just be like, hey, guys, I'm broke. I don't know what to do. So now they're like, well, that nigga broke. Leave him alone. No. He's not really broke. He got money. He just, the company is in trouble. That's all. But he'll bounce back. You know, he knows what he's doing.
Don't rich white folk be filing bankrupt.
That's how they protect their assets.
They get their money back.
That's how they protect their assets.
Because I feel like anybody who filed bankrupt really ain't bankrupt. They really not broke.
Well, if you know,
Donald
Trump did it a few times.
It's a restructure.
Yeah,
it's just a restructure of how you moving the money and how it's coming in. That's all.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, it's not like people. I'm like, bro, you got to pay attention. He's not broke. The company is losing money. He's still making his money, and you know he has the OnlyFans thing going, so they doing pretty good.
They be making money.
I mean, that's, to me, that's the most genius thing. I think, you know, like you and your girl interview somebody and y'all fuck him right after. It's like, that's incredible.
Well, his girl be getting fucked without him. I don't know.
Well, that's some.
But he knew what he was signing up for.
That's a white people shit. Somebody touch your mind. I'm sorry.
That's a little weird.
Yeah.
With my permission, at least.
Mm-hmm. I mean, ain't no permission to be had. Don't even bring me that goofy shit.
We in their business. Some dudes do though. No. We not in their business. They actually pay. You have to pay to see them do these things. This is not their business. They do this on camera.
They have orgies on camera. That's
no. I'm saying we in white folks' business.
Okay, I got you.
Me and white folks,
got you.
That's literally their business. But I couldn't be with nobody that does no shit like that. Don't even approach me with that idea. Nobody I love for real.
Nah, hell.
But
okay.
But I don't want to. We gonna get into that, but I want to scoop. I don't want to scoop past what I was talking about as far as like the
note. Who
you thought I was talking about?
I
don't know. Speak your mind. This is the big homie's house now. Yeah. Oh, you know what? I don't know.
That's all I was like.
Because I don't watch the vlog, but we're not getting no promo this motherfucker.
We listen and we don't.
Fuck them.
Okay. Now feel.
But I think like when it comes to like the conversation about Atlanta media, like niggas still sleeping on us for real. Like even though you have like great companies like this one right here, now that's TV. You have an independent podcast like The God Show. You have the Big Homies House, Big Facts Podcast, Poor Mind. Shout out to the homies over there. Horrible Decisions. I mean, well, Decisions. Shout out to the rebrand. You feel
for
me?
Sure.
I just think sometimes Atlanta is still left out of the conversation. And one thing that I'm noticing, even about like, you know, the Big Homies House, technically it's a podcast, right? Yep. But I feel like the line between podcast and talk show has kind of been blurred over the past few years, where it's like, don't even feel like a podcast no more. And I think like growing up, we had those notable media outlets. Like we knew to watch 106 Park, The Basement. What was some other big ass show? Oh, Cedar's World. Yeah. The shows that was on MTV, TRL.
Rap City.
Yeah, Rap City.
No MTV Raps.
Yes. Whereas those were big national shows that everybody across the country tuned into, but now I feel like every market has their show, so they don't. There's not really a big need for a big national show like that anymore. You feel me?
Got
Whereas like every city damn near has their own 106 and Park right now.
Yeah, for sure.
You feel me? So like the line has just been blurred between podcasts and television to where this shit. I mean, I walked into this today like, goddamn, this is a setup.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, what's the difference?
Yeah.
What's the difference between this and 106 and Park now?
I think it's the level of experience you expect the person and professionalism you expect the person to have in front of the camera on TV.
Yeah.
That's why kind of like the internet blew the world up, because there's no rules on the internet.
Yeah.
So it's not like anybody up here has to qualify to speak now, where it was like, it was only one outlet. You had to get in there to qualify and to do this. And now it's just like, man, listen, put a camera on you and talk. And that's all of a sudden you have a media company and now people are watching you and you can figure out how to monetize that into a business. But you're right, though.
Yeah.
I think we got to bring it back, though. I think actually the only thing I disagree with is I think that I don't think it's local as much as it's just pockets of things that we're into, right? So it's like you might be into like body suits and that might be a place where they, and that might be a place where she follows a girl who talks about that. Like it's really pockets we picking, and it's almost like we're not interested in the same things. Whereas like you watch the Bill, you watch Martin, we all watch it at the same time.
Yeah.
Now, if you ask 100 people, what did you watch last night?
Yeah.
100 people probably gonna say about 80 different things.
Exactly.
Because there's so many options. So yeah.
And I think that, what were you about to say? I feel like
it's the on top of that, the individualism, like you can get on here and do what you want to do.
Yeah.
It's not somebody over you telling you, hey, no, that's not the way I want the podcast ran. Like you said, and yeah, like anybody can put a mic in front of their face, have whoever they want on there.
Yeah.
And go. You can't limit what I say or how I say it. Or
I ain't got to check in with nobody.
I don't got to check in with nobody. I can get on here and be my free, authentic self.
Yeah.
And it's cool. Yeah.
I think that's actually the problem with all of us right now. I think that's why we all feel alone.
What you mean?
Like people are depressed. People feel alone because we don't have things to connect each other no more. At least we don't think we do. So it's like you going through it by yourself. Right. So like, say if I woke up today and I feel sad, I'm not motivated. Right. I'm going to find a Tony Robbins. I'm going to find a Jerry Weintraub. I'm going to find a book that I want to read on somebody that lifts my spirits. Right. But that's because how I'm feeling then.
Yeah.
I might be in a good mood when I'm done working today. It's 4:04 day. I'm playing Outkast and Atlanta stuff all day. I'm going to be in a better mood. So it's kind of like we have more options. And because we have more options, we're not doing the same thing. And I think people are starting to feel alone in their struggle. That's why I'm like, I think we need to get back to the moments where everybody's in the room.
Yeah.
Because somebody might see you say something and be like, what the fuck this nigga just said? It's like, if you don't agree and we was all in the room, you could just challenge
it. That'd be her. That'd be saying
that
shit.
I like being challenged.
But see, okay, so here's the thing. I feel like people always think I'm a contrarian, and when in reality, I think way deeper than the average person. I realize that you can't have every conversation with everybody. So even with what you just said, I don't think that the reason why people are depressed now is because of that. I think it's more so we are seeing people on a mass level. You got to think to the 90s, where you only knew your little circle and they little business.
Yeah.
And you might have had, you know, we had celebrities and shit like that. But now I can get on Beyonce's page.
Yeah.
I can get on so-and-so's page. I can get on so-and-so's live and watch this person talk right here, right now. And I feel like that is, comparison is the thief of joy. And it's on a grandiose scale now, where looking at Kodak's life may make me feel inadequate. Looking at your, like, looking at all these people's lives. And again, it's social media. We can put whatever the fuck on there that we want to.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I think that's really why people are so depressed, because I feel like the thought of comparing yourself or feeling like I'm not where I want to be in life, or this is what I want for myself and I'm not here, is magnified.
Yeah.
Magnified.
I actually agree with you. I think you're right. I just think you're underestimating how many people want to do something but feel alone because they can't. And it feels like you just said, social media has them feeling like they're 100 miles behind.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, why try? And my thing is, like, we got to get to the point where those people, because if I was talking to one of them, I'll ask them, how'd you start? What was the mentality, right? Kind of giving the person the end, because I was once a kid with nothing that had to figure out how to become something.
Yeah.
So I understand that mode, but you got to go look for it. And usually what we're seeing now is just people showing you how they're spending their money.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's showing you how they're making it.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's showing you what they did, what the struggles they're going through.
I feel the opposite, because I feel like it gives us a platform to search. Like, because I can go online and search how to start a business. And then there's different articles, different YouTube videos, different reels, different TikToks. Like, I feel like it gives more of a platform for people to find and have access to things. Like,
but what if you don't know what you want and what you have access to? That usually comes from human interaction, which we all lost.
Okay, so I get
that. But everybody has access to the internet.
That's where you're more so going. Like, us being in a room and having these conversations in the room. So that kind of piggybacks off of what I was saying one time when I was saying imagine being the only time you interact with people is in the comments.
Mm. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, it's a lot of people living like that.
You are going at, like, looking at that when we post something, and I notice that there's somebody who I've seen your name in my comments going back and forth with people for 5 days.
I know who you're talking about too.
What the hell is wrong with you?
I'm thankful for everybody to be in the comments, but I do realize some people live for that engagement.
Yes, they live for like, that. That's the only engagement. We have people that
be like, that'll screenshot their comment under the Shade Room post and be like, look how many likes my shit got. Who the fuck cares? How did this improve your life, you fucking loser?
Everybody wants to be significant. Everybody wants to matter.
Everybody does, and the internet has made people feel... It's a double-edged sword because this has boosted the confidence of people who don't deserve it, and it's made the people that's really working and doing shit, but they're not getting the gratification that everybody else is getting. It made them feel less because they're like, oh, my post only got 5 likes. Bro, you work for fucking Google. Why the fuck do you care about likes?
The internet, social media took us all back to high school, and it's weird that we don't see it. That's why I'm so confident in myself, because in high school, it was like the things that girls thought were cool, I wasn't that. I didn't play sports. I couldn't dance. So then you got out of high school. Now I'm like, well, dancing don't matter when you're 21.
Yeah.
You better have a plan. And then you get 25. It don't matter. You used to hoop in high school. Who cares?
Nobody gives
so
a fuck.
Now social media has made it where it's like back in the day, in the 90s, I used to watch a show called Lifestyles of Rich and Famous. It came on Saturday mornings at like 11 a.m., right? And that was the only way you had into How the Rich Lived, mm-hmm. and MTV Cribs came. But those are still like placed over there. But now when you open your phone, everybody's showing you how they live. Yeah. And they're flexing. By the way, we got to get rid of, I want to go to the, take it to the Supreme Court. We got to get rid of these filters. You know how many women, Kodak, you know how many women I walked by that I didn't know it was them because they don't look nothing like I see them on Instagram?
Yeah, for real.
It happens all the time.
Yeah. That should be a crime.
It should be.
It really should. And I'm not saying like, just a, like a tad oh, girl, like edit, you take it like, off, you like know, okay, yeah. You got a little hyperpigmentation here and there.
But girls be looking completely different.
Yeah, like if you wipe your makeup off and I walk, what the hell?
The bodies be.
Or you can even add abs.
The bodies be built different stomach. Too, because it'd be busy. It'd be like, well, you think like, motherfucker on Instagram,
why are the
and you see her, bending? And you see her in person, that bitch built like a left tackle. Listen, you built like an offensive lineman.
It was somebody I flew to meet 3 times. 3 different periods in my life because they look, because I saw them on Instagram or saw them on social media, then I flew them in and I'm like, oh no, this it's crazy.
And they're like, Kayla,
you deceived me.
No. I mean, to me, it's deception. I just don't understand how we're allowed to do that. Like, honestly, the filters have to go. I'm just saying.
You like you're thinking over there. What are you thinking about?
No, I agree.
You agree?
If you find in real life, you should be finding real life on the internet. If you're not finding in real life, you should not be adding filters to mislead us. It's just wrong. It's like me and you posting pictures with money that's not our money.
Yeah.
Like women will call us out in a heartbeat.
I don't want to post picture that is my money. I don't want to do nothing. I don't become a target.
But, okay, so.
No,
y'all
men do it too.
Be hat fishing.
No.
Hat fishing?
Oh, yeah.
What does that mean? What's hat fishing?
Don't look over here.
What's hat fishing?
Where a man will take his goddamn hat off and it look nigga.
Or when
like
they put that black stuff. When they put that black stuff. And then that shit wash off like weeks later and it's different.
I would just, Beijing.
I respect if we're negotiating since men said the filters, women said the hats. If you're gonna say hats, then we gotta put lace fronts back in there also. Because
that's all
a hat is for a man is what lace front is to a woman.
No, they I'm got colored. Nigga lace. They got nigga lace now. They got nigga lace.
That's all you, baby.
Yeah, they do.
They have nigga lace. They do.
But I'm just saying, we all misleading each other and just getting away with it.
But see, if we gonna talk about lace fronts, let's talk about you niggas going to Turkey.
What happens in Turkey?
What nigga you really know going? You probably know 5 niggas in the history of manhood that went to Turkey.
One person in particular that literally went to Turkey and got his hair.
I know a couple people that did.
Fixed.
Really
now,
rich people.
I don't think anything is wrong with that because I feel like that's a confidence booster. Like, I feel like if a woman should be able to go get a BBL to make herself feel good, a man should be able to go get his shit fixed. Yeah.
Hold on.
I don't think there's nothing wrong with
this
that.
This is a BBL-friendly show.
Yes, please.
This is a BBL-friendly show.
Please.
Okay. Do whatever you want to do.
The big homie appreciates BBL. As a matter of fact, go get another one. If you're watching this right now, I don't care if you're on your 5th round, go get another one.
I support.
Get your BBL
relax,
friend.
Relax. You can call me crazy for saying this. I don't, it's my problem with it is, why in the fuck are you 19 going to get a BBL?
I was 19 when I got my titties done.
Whoa, what?
I was 19 when I got my titties done.
Why would you do that?
Why?
Because, okay. Okay.
What scenario was you in at 19?
I just want to know, were they shot to hell?
What you mean?
Like, were your teeth fucked up?
No, titties.
Oh, titties? I thought you said I got my teeth done.
Titties.
I got my
titties done. Yes. When I was 19. Teeth is understandable.
I grew up very strict in a strict Christian household. So when I left my mama's house, I just went
Crazy. And then I ended up moving to Atlanta. And then I started.
How old were you when you moved to Atlanta?
19. Okay. Woo! And then I started dancing. And all of the girls in the club was making the most money with the girls with the biggest booty and the biggest teeth. So I was a B cup. Okay. Barely nothing. Okay. And I went and got my teeth done.
As soon as she said that, I knew she was a dancer.
I used to dance too.
No, I mean, listen, it's telltale signs, but when you had a 19-year-old saying that, I mean, she was out 19, there. She was out there getting the money. Yeah. That was the money.
That's like a college degree. Yeah. That makes a lot more sense. But even then, if this, you got, again, this is what I'm talking about with social media being a problem. That makes sense. I'm 19, I'm dancing. The girls in the club with the big booties and the big titties is the ones making money. If you're going to stay in this, mm-hmm. all right, cool, that's an investment. Mm-hmm. But like me, that was absolutely not what I was trying to do. It was just where I was at the moment, and it was kind of something I had to do.
So you got it done at 19?
Yeah, I didn't get none done.
Oh.
Ain't nobody ever touched me.
No, you got them motherfuckers out today, because every other day you be wearing goddamn overalls. Steven, you be wearing overalls.
And I'm putting over...
I'm just noticing... Because every other time they be saying, oh, look at her, she fat.
She's a fat dyke bitch. They literally in the comments.
Because she be dressing like Redman in the fucking 90s. You be out in this bitch wearing Dickies.
Can I just ask y'all a question? Does that not feel like we're talking about somebody in the eighth grade getting made fun of by their friends? I'm telling you, social media has made us act like high school students again. It's the weirdest shit to me. I can't even get into it no more because it's so high school like.
And what's funny about that is, especially when I like read the comments, bitch, you couldn't breathe my fucking air.
I don't read comments.
I do.
I got a lot of death threats right now coming in.
Why?
Because I speak on Drake in a way that I guess his audience doesn't like.
Don't speak on my man.
I just need people to understand something. What I do for a living is I help people become the greatest version of themselves. So I see things and I'm like, let me show you how you could do it better. So I just say things that I think he could do. And then people's like, we hate you. And I'm like, but here's the thing. I'm not bringing it up because that matters. I'm bringing that up because that's how stupid we are.
That's crazy.
Like for me to threaten you, I'm going to threaten you for something that faxes to me. I don't care what, what you say, nothing. But it's like, you got to remember, we're back in high school again. When you was in class and somebody did like this. That's all it is now.
What high school you went to?
I went to Banneker. We was alive. Fight every
day. No, for sure. That's outside.
We fight every day. And then I kicked out and I went to open campus. And it wasn't fights. It was like guns everywhere. It was just.
What?
Yeah, it was just a little.
I went to a white high school.
Hello?
I went to a charter school.
I love that for y'all.
Both of y'all went to private school?
I went to a charter school, yeah.
I went to private.
So you went to a private school. You went to a charter school. Both of y'all were stripping. So, I mean. What the fuck was this?
I grew up strict.
So these strict ass parents didn't.
That's not why I was dancing.
Oh. I didn't know. That was absolutely not why I was dancing.
Keep your kids in public school.
What happened to me is, I'm not talking about it because it's expunged. All right? We're going to leave that be where it was.
You did what you had to do.
Period.
Okay. We all do.
I literally could not get a job anywhere legitimately because that of makes a record. Sense.
We all do what we have to do to survive.
Yeah.
It is what it is. Yeah. If you have got a woman with a nice body and you broke, you just ain't no hustler, because there are men that will pay to see things. Money. There's so many ways. Yeah. As a man, though, it's way different. Yeah. Way harder.
You be saying, what you be saying? Oh, men be talking about what women could do. What they
drop okay, that chick.
Because I sold you that fucking video.
No. Yes. So here's the thing. There's a difference between, I got a record right now, and I need to make money. I can't go get a job in my normal field. Like, I lost my job. So, therefore, I have to make... I think as soon as I call my lawyer, he like, I need 5 bands up front. At that time, I did not have that kind of money.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew I could go make it real quick. Boom. As soon as I got off papers, I was done. Mm. That wasn't my tea. And that also wasn't something a man convinced me to do.
Mm.
There's a difference between telling a woman... That's you're essentially being a pimp. Telling what, go do this.
I'm telling you what works.
Encouraging a woman to do something like that, if it that to me personally, that shit gotta be in you. And if it's not, you will literally get sucked up into that world and become a completely different person.
I don't think it has to be in you. I think like you
to, have to really to, do to make it in it, hell yeah, do.
What, to like, what do you really mean making money? Like, what do you mean it's in you? Like,
to
what's
put
in
your
you?
Titties on the internet.
Yeah. Like, you gotta think.
The internet, we talking about stripping.
No, no, I'm
but
not
you
talking
gotta about, think of that alone.
Stripping,
no, it's not. There's people who. What?
That you that the type of confidence that you have to get butt booty ass naked and pop your pussy in front of people for money, you have to have a confidence that a lot of people, some people won't speak up for themselves, let alone strip butt booty ass naked in front of hundreds of people.
And not even confidence, it might be eviction notices that you have to.
But still, some people would rather do anything else. Some people, think about that. There are women who would rather sell pussy. I'd rather do this shit on the back end. When you know, you don't even know what the hell I got going on. Whereas you have to really think you are in front of people.
Right.
Like, naked. That would be like, if somebody, everybody in here, oh yeah, take your clothes off right now. There's some people who would be like, bitch, absolutely not. And there's somebody who would be like, shit, cool.
I've been waiting on y'all to say this shit.
Like, they don't got no problem with it. That type of confidence, and I feel like that keeps a lot of people, the women who be talking crazy about, like, strippers or sex workers and shit. Like, now, sex work is, it's all the same. Well, I don't want to say it's all the same, but the idea of talking down on somebody for that kind of thing, knowing good and damn for well if you had the body and you had the confidence, you would do it.
Yeah.
That shit, that you
that's
you do
why.
Gotta have a certain kind of
stuff in you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gotta be a wolf in you.
Certain kind of dog in you.
Yeah, I feel you.
I guess so.
But do y'all think, oh, you about to drop the water in?
Oh, thank you.
But I also want to say I do not encourage it. I would never encourage a young woman to do that.
Yeah.
It's a hard, we are living in the hardest times ever to be a young man or a young woman, especially black, right? Everybody's rich, everybody's on, everybody's at the top, and you just trying to figure it out. AI is taking over. It's just a really hard time. So I don't know. I mean, I guess,
feel like this is the easiest time right now to make money. Like, you could start a YouTube channel and then blow up the next day.
Man, that
you
shit
could make
is
a
not
TikTok
easy.
And get
that
a,
shit is not easy.
It's not easy, but it's easier. Shit. It's but giving you more
you
of
have
a
more
platform.
I feel like what you meant to say was
more
you have
avenues.
More avenues.
Exactly.
You have more avenues to make money, which you do, but that still requires work.
But you ever think about it? We talk about is money. We never talk about purpose. We never talk about living. We never talk about figuring out what you want to do. Here's the reality. If you are 19 and you got to go strip, you need to stay at home.
Hello.
And figure out what life's about because
well,
all you, no, I'm just
home
saying,
wasn't
I'm
a
saying,
great
but
option.
I'm just saying, but if you, but my point is this, is that you have to figure out what life's about before you go out there. So we had, like, my son is 16, and he's like, I'm trying to figure out what I'm doing my life because everybody look like they popping now.
Yeah.
It's high school again. It's like dog, I'm from the projects. And the only thing I couldn't understand is how we are all poor, but we bragging on the stuff that we have. Like, we ain't got no Jordans on. Nigga, we all live in the projects. Your rent is $20 and mine is too. What are we talking about? But it's like we looking for those edges to be over each other when we should really be trying to look for the mental edge to figure out what you want to do with your life and be happy.
You know why? Because most people in reality ain't got shit. They really ain't. They don't have, there's nothing to brag on. So this little shit that I do got, I'm about to throw it in your motherfucking face. You feel me? Like on the internet. Like, a lot of people on the internet argue about shit that don't really fucking matter. I be on Twitter a lot. Yes. And people are on Twitter talk about shit that, bro, like, niggas ain't having these conversations in real life. And if you bring it up, if you bring up some shit that you heard on Twitter in real life, niggas gonna immediately tell you, bro, you're fucking stupid.
Bro,
that shit don't make no sense.
But I think to his point, though, I feel like that's where we lost the art of
shaming. Shame niggas. Make shame great again. You gotta tell niggas they stupid.
Now, when I shame them, then...
I'm gonna challenge you.
I agree with you. You have to tell them something, but you can't tell them they're stupid. You have to give them smarter options. I represent the 85% of kids who nobody's talking to at school. I'm the 85% of kids that, mind you, I went to Banneker, I went to McNair. Guess what? When Deion Sanders came to our school, he talked to the athletes. Yep. He ain't talk to me. I'm in class.
Yeah.
When Dallas Austin comes to my school, he's talking to the musicians. When the astronaut came to visit, they talking to the smart kids. It's the other 85% of us that they setting up to be the regular workforce.
That's what public school is for. That's what I realized.
And when I realized that, when I went to Open Campus, and I realized, it was like, I'm 17, 18, realizing, don't nobody give a damn about me. Like, nobody's telling you you can do it. None of that stuff. And I had to figure it out for myself. And that was hard for me. And my whole family said I was dumb for quitting my job, trying to figure out my life out. But why we be putting black people, the only people, this is the biggest difference between us and white people. We have kids early and they don't. A white man will be, you ever seen one of my favorite movies? This movie called This Is 40. You ever seen that movie?
I've seen it before.
Incredible. He's 40. His kids is like 9 and 6. You know, he's trying to go into another career and everything. If we did a This Is 40, that nigga would be a grandfather. Yeah. His kid would be 22 and his kid would make, because we don't tell him, you got to figure out what you want to do with your life first before you start fucking and figuring out why do you need money if you don't even know what your purpose is? All you're going to do is blow it on some shit that's not going to help you. Yeah. We got to start changing the conversation in our community because that's why we so broke. And this coming from a nigga that got millions of dollars in the bank right now. And I'm still looking around like, I'm like, I got millions in the bank and I'm panicking every day about tomorrow. Yeah. And I see broke niggas trying to get pussy. What are we doing?
You know, and right.
What are we doing?
I felt it bubbling in your head. Go ahead.
So many things to say. So I feel like a lot of these, Dr. Umar is a crazy motherfucker, but a broken clock is right twice a day. I think that when I'm on podcasts like this and I'm on topic, that sometimes we don't, this is why having a topic is a good thing because it allows you to expand on the full conversation, right? Mm-hmm. If we really stop and look at the black family over the last, let's say, 50 years, right? Uh-huh. We look at where we went from two-parent households, you know, the mom, the dad, married, grandparents, all that other shit to where we are now. And look at how the government and crack and Section 8 and all these things played into it, right? We know about these things at this point, yeah. Correct? Mm-hmm. At this goddamn point, it is our duty as not only elders, but as the adults in the room with more knowledge of the situation.
And experience.
Yeah. Because niggas, the people who the crackheads now, they tell you, we didn't know that crack was going to be like this. Like,
they were smoking it in their house. They
don't know what the fuck they was doing. Yeah. It was new. Makes sense. You didn't know that was about to rip our whole fucking
community
to shreds.
Sure.
I know they didn't know that. But now that we do, and we have the tools and the education to move forward, the problem is, like he said, bringing back shame. So that goes into, on the last couple of days, I've seen everybody been on TikTok dogging that girl out who's 26 with 6 kids and pregnant right now. And the video went viral was, I had my first kid at 13, then I had another one at 14, or, you know, 14 and 15. It's insane. But where the conversation is up in arms is everybody is talking shit about that girl, whereas we not sitting here saying, well, where the fuck was her parents at? Why are we not encouraging? We're not having the tough conversations. I don't know who said it. I'm one of those people that I will for sure... Every last person in my life will tell you, you're a stupid bitch. Yep. You're being fucking stupid.
Yep.
Get an abortion. You're fucking broke.
What's the plan?
You don't have money to support your fucking self right now. Why in the fuck are you trying to bring a baby into the world and expecting for your children's lives to be anything different?
You tell a broke motherfucker they don't need to have no kids. They tell you the worst motherfucker on the planet.
I don't care. Get off your motherfucking back.
You ain't got no money. Why
are
you out here making babies you can't support?
I want to say this. I think our community is the only community to me, and I would love to talk about this with you guys, that puts money over everything else.
Yeah.
Our community is the only community where if you'll see, like, I remember I did this on my show, and I was talking about Russell Simmons' daughter messing with a 70-year-old man or 61-year-old man. She's 20.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the fuck are we doing? And you have women like, she getting her bread, he rich, she getting her coin. And it's like, it's this idea that money over everything.
But white women
But look
do
at
that
her
too.
Mother.
No,
look
white
at her
women,
mother.
Here's the difference. White women do that. They might not do it with the shame. They will say, my daughter's in love. We're only justifying it. If someone said, what if she's happy? I would say, well, that's a good, great argument. Everybody said, he's rich, she's getting to the money. What's the problem?
But let's take this back to the parents.
For sure.
Can we look up how old Kimora is?
17 when she met Russell, he was like 36.
Yeah.
Apple don't fall too far from the tree.
There you go. So, of course, she doesn't have anybody around her telling her, baby, that's not it.
Or her mother's telling her, that's what I did.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So if... Imagine that girl who's 26 with the 6 kids and how she's saying, I had my kids because I didn't grow up around love and I didn't have this and that for my...
Her mom probably had kids early.
Like,
But here's the thing. So at that moment, when do you break the cycle? That's my question. No, but that's my thing.
She don't know.
It's the parents' job.
But see,
here,
no,
but, She's already started. She's six, like, seven. Dog. She's seven cycles in.
No one resets in life.
It's the Kodak, I reset
like I reset like almost every week. Mm-hmm. Like, well, I'm like, I look at myself. What am I doing right? What am I doing wrong? Who's good? Who's not? Okay, what is it? Does this person add? Let me. You have to look at yourself. We're literally. It's like high school. How many months? You go to high school right now. Ask those kids what you want to be. What percentage of those kids actually become that? You want to know why? That's what you're supposed to say. I want to be a doctor. That's what I want to be. And as soon as I get out of school, I'm trying to get some ass right now. Shit, I don't know about that doctor. And she fine as hell. And in order to get her, I got to ask some bread. So I'm going to go get some money and that doctor shit could wait. And you never get to your dream because you're so busy trying to be regular. If you choose to be different, understand that that comes with you having different rules and regulations that everybody else apply by. That's how I live my life. I can see y'all doing something and I'll know that's not for me.
Exactly.
Because I know that that's not who I am. That's not what God made me to do. Yeah. I'm not doing that shit. But we just all doing it, living our life. And as long as somebody made some money, you up.
And that's the thing. And I think that's a great segue into what you was talking about earlier. Like, one of the things that I saw about this, like the Anthony Edwards joint that you was mentioning, like one of the people was like, oh my God, she got $1 million and up front and she don't got to worry about a baby daddy. She won. God damn. Up. That's the goal.
Let me sit up.
Is that the goal for real? Like this baby, let's look at the facts. This baby came in the world. Don't nobody want this motherfucker for real. Anthony Edwards said he don't want the baby.
Let's say her, because she's alive. Let's just say her. Let's human. This what I'm saying. I'm going to show you the internet. The baby, it's an actual baby.
The child, no, she didn't want the child. She wanted the check, because she definitely doubled down.
How do we know that?
Wait, we can't speak for somebody.
How do we know that? We don't know that.
She definitely doubled down. She talked about it.
She did not say that she didn't want the child.
No, not saying that she didn't want the child. But that's essentially what you're saying. If here's my thing. I say this all the time. Again, hard conversations.
Let's do it.
I'm one of those women. If a man, first of all, proper preparation prevents poor performance. I realize that I'm the exception to the rule, so I have to explain further when I say certain things. I do not want to have a kid with any old man.
But you heard what you just said?
Correct. So hold on. I'm about to eat you up with this.
I like where you're going.
Me and my baby father, we're two people.
Right.
My decision and his decision affect this child. Mm-hmm. Who gives a fuck how I feel? Mm-hmm. How I want this child. Right. What about that fucking kid?
Right.
Coco.
What about father-daughter dances?
Right.
You are robbing your child of a motherfucking dad.
Can I just say one thing, though? Just one thing, please. That just because, let's just say they dealt with each other. And we don't know the span of how long they talked.
I'm about to show you up again. Go ahead.
You know?
Go ahead.
Here's my thing.
No.
Let me finish.
Do you know? No. Okay, so how long they talked?
It don't matter how
okay,
long.
Okay, so you don't know. No, let me finish. Okay, I was just asking a question, so you don't know. So we don't know if they talked for a year, 2 years, if it was a side fling, because he had a main girl. So she was the side thing. They may have built a connection. Like, maybe you know how men can have sex and da-da-da-da, but women, I feel like we're emotional beings. So therefore, her dealing with him, just because you attract men with money, and the men that you date are men with money, does not mean that, oh, I had his baby because he had money. If every man I've dealt with has money, and I choose to have this child and this man's baby, because I'm not like so anti-abortion, but I kind of am. Like, if you put yourself there to lay down unprotected, knowing what having sex unprotected means, the possibility of getting an STD, the possibility of getting pregnant, you need to man up, own up, and do what you gotta do. It doesn't matter.
Baby, he's 23 years old. She's 15 years his senior.
All I'm trying to say is that they knew their ages when they was having sex. So therefore, if she chooses to keep this baby, that's her decision because she didn't want an abortion.
I want to ask something. I want to do something that probably never has been done in moments like this. Ladies, y'all anger is with the wrong person.
No, we're not.
Whatever the discord is, women have to stop blaming women. Right? It's like nobody is. Listen, bro, let me tell you, I had a side chick for 10 years. I've had 100 side chicks. It's a rules to how you treat side chicks. You don't sleep with them protected, unprotected, because you know it could come from
that's
it.
What I'm
saying is that if you did it, this is the thing. See, it's the thing what people don't understand. A woman's job, the way God designed it, a woman is supposed to be led by her man. But you're not following him because he's a great leader. You're not following him because he's a great man. You're following him because he got money. And then you wonder why you end up getting fucked up in the end and you ain't got nothing. It's because you didn't even factor in who he was. Listen to me. Let me tell you something. I made two kids with mine. I don't give a fuck how hard it is. I don't give a fuck how you feel. My kids will never, over my dead body, live in a house where another man tells them bedtime. That's my job. So the problem is, there's no one wants responsibility for their fucking role. They always want to blame. It ain't her fault. Listen, let me tell you something. I slept with a lot of women in my life. And I'm being honest with you. It's probably been three or four that was like, you know, in the middle of it, like, with a condom. Like, the other hundreds is like, whatever you want to do. And let me tell you another thing that they don't talk about, Kodak. The more money a nigga make, the more she's allergic to condoms. That happens all. I ain't heard that when I was broke in my life. I had all the chicks. When I start making money, I'm allergic to latex. When the fuck did that start?
Naya, hold on. And Naya, you said something I want to respond to before I let Coke take over. One. You said that she attracts men with money.
Right.
No, she attracts all men.
Tell them.
No, I'm
she
yeah,
fucks
yeah,
with the
right.
men with money.
That's not what I
right.
meant. That's not
she
what
doubled
I meant.
Down and said it.
That's not what I meant. I didn't mean that she don't attract only men with money. I'm just saying that she attracts all men and
she picks the niggas with money.
She picks the nigga with money.
Right. I yeah. mean, who?
Okay. Now, also on top of that.
Okay, I feel like we all would.
If Anthony Edwards was broke, you think she would have cut that baby?
We don't know. He
probably wouldn't even got close enough for her to have one.
Hello.
So how did this same play get run with Lil Baby?
He was young too.
No,
she's 40.
That lady's 38.
She got with Little Baby before Little Baby was Little Baby.
You can't get mad at what you're attracted to.
She got with Little Baby before Little Baby was Little Baby. Little Baby,
but she was still 10 years his senior.
Okay, and I like older men.
So let's address something.
Let's talk about it all.
For starters, I want to say, like, with the abortion thing, yeah. right? Like, let's double back to that. I don't ever want anybody to think I'm pro-abortion.
But that's kind
I'm pro,
of what
I'm
you
pro-choice.
But that's where I'm saying, when you
I'm
stop
pro,
people.
I'm pro-life midway, too, but sometimes that's unnecessary. I'm against murder, but I'm like.
What was the first thing that I said?
What?
Proper preparation prevents poor performance.
Right.
Yep.
You ain't got to worry about no abortion if you are birth control, condom,
exactly.
all these
exactly.
Boom. Now, when we go into, again, talking about abortions, that is where I've said all the time, the reason why I'm not a parent right now is because I feel like my first real act of selflessness will be having a child. My life is no longer solely about me anymore right. because all of my decisions affect somebody else directly.
Right.
My money, what I do, how I present myself, how I show up every day. Mm-hmm. That affects this little person
right.
100%.
Right.
I'm moving everything for them. Their father,
right.
that to me yeah. is very motherfucking important.
But just because the man said he don't want the child does not mean that you should not have the child. Like, my child was birthed out of, like, me and him dealt with each other for a minute. And then when I got pregnant, it happened like accidentally. And then when it happened, I was in a mental place where I was like, I don't want to have an abortion. I want to bring this little person into this world, regardless if he wants it or not, because I know my child is going to be taken care for with a man or without a man. Mm-hmm. I have men in my life. I have uncles. I don't have a father, but I have uncles. I have people who she can build with that. And then my future dating men will come in and, you know what I'm saying? Now, do his part.
I want to ask a question. I just want to ask you a question. And I'm only asking you this because this is how we must think.
Right.
Do you not think that you were probably okay with it because you didn't have your father and
no,
you felt like you
no.
was okay?
I didn't have my father because he didn't want to be in my life. I had my father because he was taken from me.
No. But what I'm okay.
So there's a huge difference.
But what I'm saying is that, like, for me, like, who I am as a man is because of who my father was,
right?
And my father died. And right. before I knew I was gonna make a child,
right.
I knew, like, I had $100,000 in the bank and a house when I had my son come
right.
home. Yeah. I'm not taking my kids to the projects. I came home to the projects. My brother and my sister came home to the projects. The job is to break the cycle.
But my mother remarried a man who stepped in and played that father role for me.
That's
so
good.
Therefore, I don't feel like just.
So you did have a father.
You had a father because we kind of had the same thing. Because I didn't grow up with my father, but I did have my uncle.
Right.
And to this day, I don't. There are certain decisions that I make as a man because I know I don't want to disappoint my Uncle John.
Right.
Tell him.
You feel
right.
me?
I love that.
Right.
So.
Right.
Me not having a father figure, that
right.
didn't matter because I
right.
was an athlete. I had coaches.
Right.
I was in the church. I
right.
had the people in the church.
Right.
I had people in the community. That role was filled.
Yeah.
I
right.
never felt like I was like, damn, where my daddy?
I love niggas.
Felt like, who are we to play God? Like, you knew what you was doing when you laid down there and spread your legs open and put that man thing in
For
your
sure.
thing. So
Both
therefore,
y'all.
Who are we to play God to say, kill this baby? If I'm in a mental note that I want to have this child, I had it. And then the baby daddy came around here. He's a great dad.
That's still a very different situation. Your child still has a father. Right. A man saying, get rid of this motherfucking baby. I don't want you to have it.
That's what any man going to say if he don't want it.
I'm not going to be around. I'm signing my rights away right
every
now.
Man.
I will give you a...
I bet you five years from now he's going to be in that child's life.
But think about this.
5 years
this
from now.
This is what I said, where that's selfish on a woman's part and it's absolutely ridiculous on his part. But imagine growing up and seeing that shit.
Yeah, social
imagine
media.
Imagine growing up
all
and
over.
Seeing your dad.
Yeah.
Yes, like seeing his messages, all seeing
over.
All that.
Yeah.
And really realizing this man did not fucking want me and you had me anyway. And then you got on the internet and said, well, y'all have babies by broke men, so
but
at least he not broke.
Let me comment on that. Like, do you think that situation like that and other things that may be going on would be altered if child support was limited on if y'all were legally married?
Because that's how I feel like
marriage is paperwork. You feel me? So if you only are entitled to child support for this child if y'all are legally married.
Hell no, fuck that shit.
That's insane.
It's paperwork.
Paperwork is that condom that should have been on your penis.
What I'm saying is, if this is your baby that you want, this man already saying he don't want it.
Okay.
Can I just be honest with you? To me, we sound, and I'm gonna say we, not y'all, we all sound fucking dumb. And let me tell you why. No, we sound fucking dumb. We talk about babies like they're LLCs and businesses.
That's what I mean.
That's what I just said.
But I'm just saying, you know what you are doing.
Yes. Exactly.
And it's like no one wants to be accountable to the consequences.
You know,
listen, if I'm putting it in, we are talking about everything.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, how you feel about it? I don't want no kids with you. I might have you cool with that? So I damn near sometimes will text it to you like I'm so glad you don't want kids with me because I don't want kids just in case.
We need a written document.
No. Let me tell you why. Because we don't act like that. This shit is. Listen, here's the real thing. We don't have love in our community. A lot of these people want babies because they want to love something unconditionally because they haven't gotten it from adults in their life. Yeah. So they make these kids, they love them unconditionally, spoil the fuck out of them, then they be fuck niggas when they 16, 17 out here doing dumb shit and you don't want to take accountability. Yeah. We need mothers and fathers in their homes raising their kids with rules and regulations. I say this on every podcast because it's very important to talk to black people. Let me explain something to you. Jewish people run this country and they have more money than everybody. But you know what? They did not come here that way. They came here and they took the jobs that nobody wanted. They didn't say, I deserve to live good. They didn't say, I deserve to feel good. They didn't serve. I deserve. We just survived. We deserve goodness. No, they knew the world was ugly. And they said, we're going to do what we got to do. But here's what we're going to do. The one thing they did that we have to do. They said, our kids only have three options. They either going to be a lawyer, a doctor, or in finance. That is why Jewish people run so much, because entertainment wasn't as prevalent when they first came over here, and all these people became lawyers and doctors, and lawyers became the guys who ran the business. Clive Davis is a lawyer. Like, all these guys were lawyers. Yeah. So the thing about our community that we just don't want to do is fucking sacrifice something.
Right.
Listen, bro, let me tell you something, bro. I bought my mother a Benz before I bought myself a Rolex. I put $2,000 in a BS account every month for my kids, no matter what. Because I blow through money. I'm stupid. I've done some dumb stuff in my life, right? But I still put money in accounts for my kids because that is my responsibility. The world, I am a millionaire for one reason. My father died. And when my father died, my mother told me, you need to go back to Delta and get a fucking job and go back to your job because you don't have no talent. What are you going to do? And I was like, damn, I wonder if Bill Cosby was my father, if they would be talking to me like that. And then that's when it hit me, like, well, I can act like Bill Cosby, my fucking father, if I want to. And I quit that day at Delta. And I was like, I'm going to move through life like somebody, like something great is out there for me, and I'm going to search for it. We got people making kids with broke niggas. We got, like, instead of us talking about hell giving him the million, they're not together. The child's not going to know who his father, who their lineage, where they come from. But as long as they got $1 million check, that is, listen, we got to, black men have to start leading our communities again. And we have to start leading black women. Because black women have led us to where we are right now, where it's all about money. And And that's why when a man talks, he's sassy. I'm sassy for talking now. They don't even want a nigga to say nothing. No. I'm talking about how we, about leadership and planning. And listen, and Naya, if you don't have a plan, then I need to have a plan.
Yeah.
If you don't, like, it's like we act like individuals who just run into each other, fuck, and then the baby come out. Then we're like, well, he'll be okay. It's like, dog, we have to start planning what the future looks like.
And that's how the main conversation about relationships has become 50-50. And I think that shit is so crazy because who the fuck is doing those type of measurements in relationships?
You got your half
of the rent. That shit only makes sense.
We trying to make it.
50-50 for me is, okay, I'm taking care of the, I'm taking care of everything outside of the home. Take care of the fucking home. Get the fucking, if the house needs, if we need cleaning supplies in the house, make sure there's cleaning supplies in the house. I will take care of the bills.
Big homie, you know what you said? Let me tell you what just happened. You said what you said, 50-50, and a young lady immediately called the man that's doing 50-50 sassy. How do we get I'm not saying like it's a bad thing. I respect it, but you like sassy men go 50-50.
Can I explain it? I'm just saying that back in the day, it was known that the women stay home, take care of the kids, cook, clean, and take care of the home. No, not saying that. I'm not laughing at you.
I'm laughing at how she prepared to say something.
I'm not anti 50-50 because I've done 50-50 before with men. Like, I'm not anti at all.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying that, like, back in the day, the roles were the man goes and works, and then the women take care of home. Not saying that that was right or wrong. I'm just saying. So nowadays, it's just like, it's like a man wants you to open the door the way he opened your door. You know, or the man wants you to pay the bill just like he paid the bill. I feel like a first date, a man should, you have to court a woman. You court a woman totally by agree. Showing her, like, look, this is what I bring to the table. Let's go on a date. I'm going to pay for it. I'm going to open your door. Nowadays, niggas want you to ask them to go on a date.
You know what else happened back in the day? That women not doing now?
What?
They shut it the fuck up. The women is not. It was a whole bunch of shutting the fuck up that happened back in the day. I'm not saying I want a woman to shut the fuck up. Let me say that too. I want a woman with her own personality.
A woman ain't gonna shut the fuck up if I'm paying 50-50. Hold on, because that's a 50-50 talk. The way I 50-50 pay the bill. The
black community is fucked.
This is why the black. No, not the community. You know what you should say? The family. Not the community. The black family is fucked up right now because of the way we see things. Listen, let me tell you something. I know so many women. Mm-hmm. I'm in my 40s. I know so many women that got divorced. Mm-hmm. When they tell me how they got divorced, Kodak, I swear to God, they all for the same reason.
Why?
I wanted more for my life and he wasn't working hard enough. What's happening is that women are seeing other women and what they have saying, I want that. And the I want that becomes, who's going to buy that? My daddy. And when I'm a fine one. So what happens is that now we're looking, I love women, bro. But I first of all, I left the streets for a while because I'm just like, they became predictable. You meet a chick, and all of a sudden, next thing you know, as soon as she knows what you're doing, she asking you, telling you how I run this bitch. Like, goddamn, you don't even ask me how my day been. You know what I mean? How many women have you got to know? The men in this room, you talk to women. I love you said that, court y'all. But it's one thing that y'all don't do in the courting. You never ask about him. It's all about you and how special you are. So you don't never ask him. You never ask him, like I've been on a million dates. Probably 2% of the women on those dates ask me about me. The rest are just happy to talk about themselves.
And guess what?
It's just the women you picking.
No, it's not the
women
I'm picking.
It's not every woman. It's the women you picking.
A lot of y'all carry.
It's not a lot.
I didn't say all. I said a lot.
Okay. What is it?
I don't pick women no more. I just want to say that for the record. But I'm saying when you do, like, listen, I had a girl I broke up with. One of my sides broke up with her.
You got a man.
This is years ago. This is 10 years ago. I'm just saying. But I broke up with her, and then I went looking for her again because she did certain things I really enjoyed. I'm like, I want some more of that. Where's she at? She in Charlotte. I swear to God, we got on the phone for the first time. I said, you fucking with a hornet or one of the Panthers? She said, I can't help it that men with money like me. Guess what she said? He plays for the Panthers. Why the fuck are you in Charlotte all of a sudden? You following the money.
Who the fuck goes to Charlotte?
Unless he paid for the Panthers, and that's what she said. And I was like,
like seeing a bad bitch in Cleveland.
So what's the issue?
The issue is that we don't talk about who he is and what he does in his heart and how he's going to love you. If you're picking him for money and he's a cockroach.
So you're telling me every man with money is just horrible?
For the most part, they are. He don't got no reason to be a good person.
No, hold on.
Niggas be good people because they're broke.
There are men with money who are good-hearted men.
I have money, and I'm a great person. but I'm a straight up person. And what I'm telling you is I'm straight up. But I'm telling you, like,
you being straight up means you're an asshole to some women. There's some women that thinks you're an asshole.
Oh no, I get millions of dollars to be an asshole. See, y'all in the friendliest way.
Yourself.
How?
So men with money ain't shit.
I'm talking about perspective.
Who said that?
I'm talking about perspective.
That's what he said.
No,
that's
I'm saying from the woman's, from the woman's perspective.
I didn't hear him say that.
Oh, okay. I feel like on everybody's part, that is the bigger problem. You are right. Y'all, everybody's right with how we're talking about.
I'm
but
a Leo.
I feel like
I'm
this is
right.
This is the problem with people. People cannot see the overall bigger picture. You see your side from you, and when somebody else is talking about it, it's like, no, I'm seeing it from my side. Here's the problem with men.
Tell us.
As a man, I don't want to hear no motherfucking man talking about women being on Section 8 and women want money and women. When I hear you say that, I either A, think that those are the kind of women you date, or you know, gold diggers, blah, blah, blah. Those are the kind of women you date, or those are the people in your immediate proximity, right? Vice versa for women. However women talk about men, I feel like those are the niggas you're dating or they're in your immediate proximity. Very rarely are people looking at it from the outside, looking in, being like, a lot of my viewpoints, because I see a lot of people say that about me in the comments. Well, she has to pick shitty niggas. She da-da-da-da-da. That's why she's single. If you knew how high my standards were, that's why I just said, my Lord, I'm going to shut the hell up on here, because there's no man who ever dated me that says she don't give a fuck about how I feel. Or she don't ask.
If anything,
every man will tell.
Can I ask you a question? Yeah. I just asked both of y'all to do me a favor.
Yeah.
Call somebody and ask them. But I wasn't talking about the entire relationship. I'm talking about the beginning. That is why men hit it and quit it. Because I go through all these hoops and jump through all these hoops and hollering to get to know you. And you ain't ask me shit about me. I get the pussy. Now you addicted to me. And now you chasing me and I'm running to another chick. You didn't even know who I am. You didn't even ask me what I'm into. You don't even know what my favorite meal is. If I'm fucking with you, I want to know everything about you. I want to know about your family. I know everything about you. Because I want to know what I'm investing in. Not money, but my time and my energy. Women don't focus on that. It's just, he got bread, that's all I need. He got money, that's all I need. And it's like,
that's all women.
That's definitely
that's just
me.
The
I don't
even
know how
much
dealt
with.
No, no, no.
I
want to make this is not who I dealt with. This is not a raid thing. I'm telling you, this is, ask Kodak. It's men in the room, ask them as they experience. It's not, by the way, I might get asked for 10,000, but a nigga might get asked for 100 by somebody. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's levels to this shit. Like, we don't see white women, Asian women, no other race saying 50-50, right? Because they understand it's not about who's paying. Hear me out. It's not about who's paying. It's about the family structure.
So
that's
now,
all I care about is
even,
the structure of the family.
We shouldn't involve the race, though, because if you look at majority of black athletes, their wives are white women. Mothers be the ones who be like, get him.
Can I tell you
in
why?
High school, get him.
Can I tell you why?
I had white friends.
Can I tell you why? I dealt with white girls.
Right.
So it's not like I'm like, you know, can't tell me now. No. Let me tell you why white women do that. Because they want them black jeans, baby.
Yes.
They see value in black
the
jeans.
The black jeans and the check.
No.
Because their mama's not going to be like,
listen,
get that
listen,
black man
listen,
who want to check down
in drugs. LeVar women in the hood.
LeVar Ball didn't go pro. LeVar Ball didn't go pro, but he had three kids that went pro.
It's the
jeans that white women want.
And it's not only the jeans, because their mama ain't going to be like, go get that black boy who over there selling drugs in the corner.
No, the athletic jeans. I'm saying the athletic jeans.
So you're saying that, like, they want to have a mini. What if they have girls? Like,
hey,
nobody knows.
Juju Watkins is making millions of dollars. I'm telling you, they understand the value of our jeans. I'm being honest. Like, I've dealt
black women, so black women chase money and white women chase jeans.
And when they chasing black men.
It's both.
They playing
the
game.
Rarely.
And by the way, they want the jeans so they can make little babies and turn them into little super babies and turn them into athletes. Because Patrick Mahomes, look at every athlete, all of them are mixed.
I feel like we have to, here's the problem.
Black father, white mother. Look at all these athletes, same thing.
But you have to also look at, I guess her point that she's trying to go to, the poor one, you had to look at poor middle class, you got to look at that all the way across the board with everything.
Because he could be poor, tall, abs, athletic, and the mama going to be like, no.
Why?
But that's actually, that's not true. Because that to me, I feel like that's where it goes more to the genes. Like, I want my
kids to
look like
X, Y, and Z. I have a lot of athlete friends. Like, I already know these white girls be wanting that security of the lifestyle.
Y'all
be
the what friends? Say that one more time. The what friends?
Athlete.
What? The athlete?
They don't want the scientists.
I have a lot
friend.
Of all type of friends.
But that's the difference when we're talking about certain things. Where, yes, of course, a bitch like Aisha Howard is you not fucking with no nigga on the corner. Where the girl that work at Family Dollar will.
Right.
But the girl that work at Family Dollar want Anthony Edwards too. So what the fuck?
But right. That's the thing where it's not happening for you.
She knows she ain't gonna run it.
Like, she knows. That's why I seen a few women talk about, like, I don't even know why the fuck I got a BBL and I work like this regular. Like, I don't know what that thought was. I was gonna turn my life up. Like, of course, boo. Did you think that you were just gonna run into some celebrity or some rapper and this was gonna.
Ladies, get that BBL.
Listen, at this point, I don't give a fuck what you do. What you eat don't make
get
me
that, get that BBL.
But in the
get
grand
it.
Scheme of things.
Get two of them.
In the grand scheme of things, though, when we look at, since we was on the topic of Aisha Howard, something that I look at everybody different. So my thing with her is, you've been doing this. You not, her, like her and Drea damn near one and the same for me with this Drea? Kind of, Drea.
Michelle, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
To me, what I heard an OG stripper bitch say is when you young in this game, you fucking own the Anthony Edwards. You fucking own the Jalen Greens. You are at 20-something years old. Then you need to, the older you get, the more seasoned you get, you need to be moving up the tax bracket. You need to be fucking with the coaches. You at 30 motherfucking 8, you should be married to an owner. You should be moving around with the owners.
Or just somewhere
if
happy.
If you're 38 years old, if you're 38 years old fucking with a 23-year-old for a check, I'm sorry, you're not getting kudos from me. Like, nothing about that shit weird. That shit weird. Because that's the same thing as Drea. The nigga you got a baby with is the same age as your son. What in the fuck is we talking about?
But let's not put it on the women because I just
hit. It's on the women.
No, it's not. No, it's not. No, it's not.
Keeping the baby is 100% on the woman.
I'm going to tell y'all a little secret.
Yes, keeping the baby is on the woman. But the age thing is not because I hit 28. When I tell you.
You're a woman.
These young niggas ain't came like how they been coming since I hit 28.
Can I say this?
Because when I was 26, 27, no. Now, these younger niggas like older women. They be chasing after. They be running.
I just want to tell you something. It's a secret about men. I just want to be honest with you. Men qualify themselves by sleeping with women that other men have slept with.
Yes.
So sometimes a nigga might fuck you just because he know you fuck Kodak and they like, I want to be on the same level as Kodak.
They not fucking on me.
But I'm saying,
I was just saying they running.
But I'm saying, like, even with that, that's not an accomplishment for Aisha. Even though she may think it is, it's not an accomplishment. So you mean to tell me you got pregnant by a 23-year-old?
So y'all sitting here mad that they had sex and she kept
mad,
the baby?
Mad.
It's not about being mad. It's principle. Because the same way I'm talking about her,
So y'all would have preferred her to kill the baby because she had sex with a 23-year-old.
Fetus deletus.
What did I say?
Say you, not
proper,
y'all.
Her to have an abortion.
No. What I said was proper preparation prevents poor
performance. Okay, but that didn't happen.
Let me finish. I would have preferred for her not to be fucking on no 23-year-old because it's
weird. Oh, my God.
Weird.
It happens. Weird. Like, it's not jail time. It happened and it's weird.
Two things can be true. It's
like,
not, but we can say it's weird now.
It's not
weird. Here's the problem, though. Here's the bigger problem. It's because not to call that woman an influencer, but you're influencing young women to think like that. And that shit
we
weird.
All influence around her. Just because she has a platform don't mean nothing. She can still live her life. Yes, she had sex with a 22-year-old. Okay, maybe the dick was good. Maybe it was good as hell. And maybe he had great conversation. I don't fucking know. But they had sex. They dealt with each other. Okay, she got pregnant and she kept it. What is the problem?
The problem is maybe you're mature enough. By the way, I don't even talk about them, but I'm just going to answer it because you asked a great question. The problem is you're mature enough to know that he's too immature to understand what he's doing.
Right.
And let's be clear. Like, men doesn't really fully grow. Men doesn't really become grown until he's like 26, 27. So you smarter. Let's be clear. And my only thing is this. If you are okay, if my mom has a famous saying she said to me since I was a kid, if it's good for the goose, it's good for the gander. If you are okay with your son dealing with someone your age and doing that, then I guess I'm okay with it. But if you're not okay with that, then to me, it's like, that's
so
what I would say.
So you've never dealt with somebody younger than you? Like a dramatic young, like maybe like 8 or more years than you.
Well, that's not dramatic young to me. Dramatic young to me is like 10 plus years.
Okay, so 10.
Like I've dealt with chicks that.
So you 30, have you ever dealt with somebody who's like 22, 21? Being 30, not saying you're 30,
yeah.
You have.
I've dealt with women.
Okay, so what is the difference? So a man can do it,
I'm not
and
trying
it's
to
okay.
Start no family.
I got a woman, it's a problem.
When I've slept with,
what is the difference?
I'm telling you right now, when I slept with younger women, I can tell that
She's young. Like
she's this too much for her. Okay. You can just look in her eye and tell like
she did it.
She'd be wearing.
And she didn't get pregnant. That's the difference. Dirty
I always use condoms though. Hold on, hold on.
I'm just saying. You were smart enough to use condoms because you knew what could happen without using condoms, right?
Absolutely.
They didn't use condoms, and we don't know why they didn't use condoms. Maybe they both enjoyed because
the pussy felt
sex.
Too good.
Because he got right. hundreds of millions.
That's why the pussy.
Because he because he's worth hundreds of millions,
if
and
I was
she's.
A man and I was 22, and I got the fuck dry. I'm nutting that bitch too.
No,
you gonna nut it?
But
who?
If I'm no. a young boy and I'm 22 some years old and I'm fucking on Dee Dre Michelle,
right?
I would bust in that bitch too.
I bust a Cherokee right now.
I
50
I
years
I
old, Cherokee, Cherokee.
I just feel like my point,
it
should be less
I
on
Cherokee,
being so
I
harsh
you right
on
now.
Aisha. It should be more on like both on both. It shouldn't just be like, oh, she's older. She should have known better. She should, like, no.
Hold on.
I mean, yes, but I'm not.
Coco, let me say this, Coco, because she's. I got to challenge you on this, because listen, when kids get in trouble, you always yell at the oldest. The oldest was the one that's supposed to know right from wrong. And was she, what I understand what Coco is doing right now. She's blaming the person who's oldest for the situation because the young one doesn't know. Like, Anthony Edwards probably still calling niggas unk, not realizing in 10 years they're gonna be calling him unk.
Drake, look,
they don't understand,
like,
understand that.
I really want you to think about this. Mm-hmm. The Jalen Green is so young that he does not know that lady left her child, who's the same age as him, in the house for a week to fend with himself with tater tots. You were the same age.
Yeah.
You are so green that you don't even know that this is the woman that you had a baby by.
I agree with y'all when y'all say that these men are not even, they're young. I agree that, but I also feel
you're
100% like
right that you need to learn as a man.
So,
you should have OGs tell you, fuck the shit out of that girl. Fuck her through the mattress, nigga.
And I don't feel like it's anything
but
wrong when she
put
keeps
a
the baby.
Condom on.
I don't think it's
get
anything
a
wrong with her keeping the baby. No.
Well, you know, shout out to that baby and the father that's home that he's in. But this is another episode of the Big Homies House. She got some homies in this motherfucker. Ray Dance, this is a good conversation.
Yeah,
I appreciate
y'all. To the motherfucker.
I like him.
Ray, you got to come back and like goddamn
bro,
a month or so.
Anytime, bro.
Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah. Now I ain't this motherfucker. Of course, Big Mama in this motherfucker. Yeah, another episode with your homies. Let's go big. You did? HB, we're going to...